You're listening to ABC Radio Perth
with Gillian O'Shaughnessy.
Well, if you're looking to find killer whales in Australia, it's the most reliable place to find them. So it's the largest aggregation we have of orca in Australian waters. So, of course, for me who studies them, it's my main point that I collect my data.
What's Project Orca all about?
So Project Orca came about once I started studying these animals. I wanted to create a platform to communicate the science with everyone and let everyone know what we were doing, and it's kind of grown from there. So Project Orca, we collect data, we analyse it, and we share it with everyone. So we've had honours students as well, and we've had my PhD as well, and we head out every season into the Bremer sub-basin with our fellow colleagues from SeaTrek and from Killer Whales Australia. And we collect data on the killer whales down there.
I was just fascinated to know how you actually do that, because they're not the sort of animals you necessarily want to get close up and cosy with.
Oh, look, they do live up to their name, killer whales, but that would never deter me from getting out there and getting amongst them. Look, we've collected a few different things for the data collection. So the main one is photo identification. This is a way that we can identify individual animals. So I'll go out in the water and straight away I can tell you which family group and which individual we're with. So they look really different, not probably to the generalist eye, but to someone who studies them. They have different nicks and notches on their dorsal fin, so it's as unique as a human fingerprint. They also have different eye patches and subtle patches. So by using those three diagnostic tools, I can tell you who the animal is, which family it's from, and when was the last time that we sighted that animal. So we can look at the whole population management by doing that.
How close can you get?
As close as they want. So sometimes you'll get a really interactive group and they'll come to the bow of the boat and they'll belly up and they'll look at you up in the eye. Or sometimes they'll be off for the rest of the day and they're just not interested in your boat and they're just too busy feeding. So, look, you can get up right enough close that if you reached your hand out, you could give them a little peck wave. I just came back from the field on Friday, actually, and we had some pretty interactive groups, and they'll come up and they'll take a breath, and when they exhale, all their whale snot comes right onto your face. So you can get up close and personal with them for sure.
So do they sort of, do killer whales home, Beck? Do they stay in the same sort of area, or do they travel great distances?
So they're highly mobile, so they can travel very, very long distances. The killer whale here in Australia, we're still not 100% sure on their routes that they take. So we see these killer whales off Bremer Bay from around January to April, but we're not sure where they go during the winter season. It's quite rough weather out there, so not too many people have been out there surveying in that area during there. But we have killer whales that have been observed off Perth here as well, off Rottnest, and we have killer whales off the Ningaloo region as well. And none of those animals match the animals from Bremer. So, look, they're mobile, but where they're going, we don't know.
Just astonishing, aren't they? Beck Wellard, our guest on ABC Radio Perth and WA, Project Orca marine mammal researcher, and a lot of her work done in Bremer Bay. So, I mean, your work is around the acoustics of killer whales in Australian waters. So do they have, like we do, different tones or pitches? We heard a little bit earlier that communicate different things.
Yeah, so you're spot on there. So I study the acoustics, their communication, and what I've discovered of the Australian killer whales is that they do have a sort of Aussie accent. So I've compared them with other killer whales around the world, mostly the Northern Hemisphere, and different like little differences in their spectrogram and the contours of their calls. So only to the trained ear can you pick up at them, but you can measure the different calls on a computer-generated spectrogram. And from that, then you can start to do all scientific methods to start to look at how different they actually are. So you're spot on, like little different pitches and durations and frequencies in comparison. So I have found that they do have Aussie slang. My next venture is to look at within Australia if there's separate dialects for these different populations around Australia.
But we know that killer whales that are around Australia have a sound different to killer whales, say, off the coast of Norway.
Yes, that's what I compared with, yeah. So I compared them with Norway and Canadian killer whales and Antarctic. So they were the main three that the data was available to compare them with. And I found them most similar to Antarctic killer whales for their vocalisations. It doesn't mean that they go down to Antarctica. It just means that that was the most similar. So, yeah, now next step is to see how different they are within Australia. So, yeah, watch this space to see how we go with that one.
It'll be like the Queensland killer whale as opposed to the Australian killer. Do they say Polony or do they say Devon?
You're exactly right. The Queenslanders and the West Coasters, we all got different types of small little slang and accents. So I wonder if the killer whales have that as well.
So what is it about this particular species that interests you, Bec?
Do you know what? I didn't actually go out to start studying killer whales. It just kind of evolved over time. So I started studying animal communication a long time ago in my undergraduate, so nearly 20 years ago. And I actually started out in birds. I looked at the mating calls of birds. And I've always loved the ocean and had a fascination with whales and dolphins. So it was a natural progression. I just moved towards cetacean acoustics. So I studied humpback song and dolphin whistles. And before I started my PhD, I wanted to do something that nobody had ever done before. And, yeah, these killer whales are starting to show up off the WA coast. And I thought, yep, that's a good project. Let's try and learn more about these guys.